Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose.
BlogTalkRadio.com/Columbo Chronicles, a live podcast adding the Justice Club, coming to Columbo Chronicles every day at 12 noon to 12:30. Grab a snack and a smoothie and sit back and find out what the lawyers don't want you to know. Be sure to push the like, follow, and share buttons and bookmark blogtalkradio.com/Columbo Chronicles.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget... Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo. No, we're not at the closing point. That was a technical problem. But we are at the beginning. And tonight is very important that everyone listen up, because we are in a very crucial time. And we are about to have our Constitution under the Obama regime and the Democrats stolen right from under us, hijacked by the World Health Organization and the New World Order members such as Bill and Melinda Gates, who fund the WHO organization in the millions and who have gone into foreign countries, third world countries, and jabbed their children who suffered direct adverse health effects or death afterwards. And they were alleged now, because the articles have been scrubbed, to have been kicked out of Africa and India. So it's very important to listen up, because your life and your children's lives and your family depend on it. And, you know, if we aren't proactive, and we don't get involved, and we don't make those phone calls to our representative, we have no one else to blame but ourselves. Now is your time, because between May 22 and 28, 2022, Joe Biden is planning on giving our sovereignty over to Mr. Tedros, the chair of the World Health Organization, who has communist links and is linked to communist China, the Bill Gates Foundation, CDC, NIH, Dr. Fauci, Democrat Party, and New World Order members, including Big Pharma. So listen up. For us, call to action. The Biden administration has written amendments to the World Health Organization allowing a power grab over our health sovereignty by changing the international health regulations. Now, first of all, I want to mention here that there is nowhere in the Constitution or in the job duties of a president of the United States that allows him to give up our sovereignty, whether it's health, whether it's Department of Justice, whether it's the Constitution, whether it's the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or our secure borders, or the American people. There is nothing in the Constitution or the job duties of a president of the United States that allows him to secretly make amendments to the Constitution and allow the World Health Organization, Mr. Tedros, to hijack our entire health organizations and to control our bodies and minds and everything we have set up in the United States of America to be under his control. And the New World Order members who are involved in this plandemic and who funded it in the USA and then who funded it and transferred it over to communist China in the careless Wuhan lab where it was unleashed and where senators have stated that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Barrick were researching gain of function in the USA where Obama said it was too dangerous, placed a moratorium on it, and then Gates and Soros and Zuckerberg and Echo Health and all these billionaires and millionaires went ahead and secretly funded it over to communist China. And none of them are being held accountable because this is a long-time agenda to take down America and to reduce the population of our country, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, and then move on to Africa and India and then South America by 90%, leaving the communist Chinese and the Japanese alone because they are now in bed with the New World Order because they fear this New World Order agenda and being depopulated or their another on their radiation plants that allegedly were caused by the New World Order because Japan refused to comply with the New World Order and wanted to maintain their sovereignty and their race and their culture and their civilization and didn't want third world country invasions of unidentified foreigners coming into their country and declaring themselves citizens of that country, which has happened in the United States of America in violation of the United States Constitution and in violation of morality and ethics by public servants. There is no constitutional authority or job description authority of a president of the United States to become a dictator using mandates through executive orders which were never intended to make laws because it is clear that the Constitution set up three branches of government and gave that power to the United States Congress and Senate. So the White House under Obama and Biden hijacked Congress and the Senate's job duties. So they may as well resign if they're going to allow the hijacking of America's health system and allow Mr. Tedros and Communist China to take over our World Health Organization and then implement it upon the rest of the world. So what does this mean? These amendments that Biden has signed secretly that are leaked will empower WHO's Director General, Tedros Ghebreyesus, where they've had much corruption exposed against the World Health Organization, who are linked to the United Nations, to declare health emergencies or crisis in any nation, meaning you will be locked down at any time. That Mr. Tedros decides you will be locked down and his funders who belong to the New World Order. You cannot have two masters. You cannot have a public servant sworn to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution and its sovereignty and be the commander-in-chief, pledge their loyalty secretly to either a communist Chinese CCP leader or to the New World Order. or both? So the Director General, Mr. Tedros, will be able to declare these health crises based merely on his personal opinion or his buddies in the New World Order and the United Nations and Communist China, or assumption of a potential or possible threat to the United States of America. And then they could also provide them police powers, like with CDC, which is alleged that O'Biden and Biden did under their regime, secretly. And there's nowhere in the Constitution that allows for the President of the United States to give grant police powers to a health organization funded by the American people, because we have a Department of Justice, and it clearly defines who is sworn to be the law enforcers of the United States of America, and they are failing in their job because of their leadership in many cases, including this one. This pushes our world towards a centralized governance model of worldwide health surveillance. So you're going to be under the spying and tracking and tracing by George Soros and Bill Gates, who bought Mologic, that is a spying, tracking, and tracing corporation, which they paid about $40 million to do, to spy on you, track you, and trace you. Who's spying and tracking and tracing them? These old guys. And Melinda Gates is involved as much as Bill Gates, in my opinion, because she is the one who set the MSM agenda of promoting disinformation czars and demonizing Americans who question their investment, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, GlaxoSmithKline, and AstraZeneca, and all of Big Pharma, and their investments in China with masks and ventilators and swabs all dipped in ethylene oxide poison, and then the Pfizer secret trade secret formula that has not been disclosed. So millions and millions of people have no clue what Pfizer injected into their bodies or their children, and they want it injected into your babies. And then the Pfizer CEO suddenly retires or resigns after making billions of dollars, such including CDC and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. They're raking in billions using human lab rats, which is a violation of Nuremberg codes and human rights violations, constitutional violations, civil rights violations, and necessities of life violations. And no one is holding them accountable because they have so much money that they have funded just about everyone, it appears, in the Democrat Party and the RINOs. And these people don't care how many people die or be injured being used as human lab rats for their case studies on this experiment on humanity to reduce the population by 90% so that they can take power and control over the entire planet while kicking out God, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and putting their Bigfoot on the American people and the United States of America and the Constitution. This pushes our world towards a centralized governance model of worldwide health surveillance, reporting, and management, where the people have no say, so you will be enslaved. They're in violation of the United States Constitution, top down, because the Constitution of the United States, which are the supreme laws of the land, we are not a democracy, we are a republic operating by the United States Constitution, supreme laws of the land, and so is the United States military, who are sworn and paid to defend United States sovereignty and secure borders, and to remove foreign enemies and domestic enemies into a military tribunal and try them for treason, misdemeanors, high crimes, and bribery. So where are they? These amendments will be heard at an upcoming conference on May 22nd, 28, and they already plan on voting for it. Of course they would. This is the New World Order takedown of the United States of America, in my opinion, and all of Western civilization, because they're in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood, whose written and stated strategic goal is to wipe out America, Israel, God, Christianity, Jews, Catholics, and natural-born American babies, and the reduce the population of the Europeans and those they call the white race and ethnicities from Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. And then they're going after the blacks in Africa and then India. And then what makes the Middle East think they're not going to go after them? What makes Japan believe that they're not going to go after them? Because eventually all tyrants go after everybody, including those in their own circle. They no longer trust them. They are paranoid. They trust no one. And then those people disappear. You can read this throughout history. It's a repeat. Nothing new. So what can you do? Send your comments of opposition to the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Global Affairs, OGA, by May 13th. That's tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Do it now, tonight. Do it now. Is there anyone else to contact? Yes. Brittany Hayes, HHS.gov. Brittany, Brittany, dot Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at HHS.gov. Colin McIff, C-O-L-I-N dot M-C-I-F-F, at HHS.gov. Emily, E-M-I-L-Y dot E-I-M, like Mary, U-N-D, at hhs.gov. And you can read the rest of the list, and it's worth your time to do this now, on gab.com. And you can look up my site, Rose for Justice, that's the number four, Rose for Justice dash Rose Colombo, and read it there. Or you can go on MeWe.com, or you can read it at Colombo Chronicles, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. This is a matter of slavery and tyranny, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, and the end of the United States of America, and the end of the American people. Freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty. We are being hijacked, and what is the military going to do about it? I would like to know, wouldn't you? What are the Republicans going to do about it? I haven't even heard them mention it. Why haven't they impeached Joe Biden for allowing the World Health Organization and Communist China to vote on hijacking the entire world's healthcare systems? And being under their thumb and being spied upon, tracked and traced by George Soros and Bill Gates and Melinda Gates through Mologic Corporation. They purchased for $40 million, and they have funded millions and millions of dollars to CDC, to WHO, to HHS, to WEF, World Economic Forum, and to Big Pharma, and to AI, and to 5G, because all of this works together in order for them to track, trace, and spy upon you and your children. And they have been linked to Hollywood's pedos like Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and Orgy Island and Lolita Express. How do you think this is going to turn out for America, the world, and the world's minor children? It is not going to end well. So get on your computer and email these people and go on Gab and find 4FOR-US call to action, Freedom of Religion United Solutions. Freedom of Religion United Solutions. Look it up. And you can go to www.4unitedsolutions.org. www.4FOR United Solutions. Time is running out and the clock is ticking. So take a little coffee and hot tea and get to your computer and Google this and send your emails tonight. This is unbelievable what is happening under this Biden, Obama, Clinton, Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, Schiff, Waters, Klobuchar, Harris, and I could go on and on, administration. And remember what President Trump said. He said if the big guy was elected, that you may not even have a country left, let alone freedom, liberty, and rights. You'd be under Mr. Tedros' authority and his New World Order buddies who have funded WHO for decades, and CDC, and NIH, and Dr. Fauci, and the COVID research, biochemical weapon, to you, to save your country, and to save freedom, liberty, rights, and the United States Constitution, because these people are in violation of the United States Constitution and their sworn oath, in my opinion. Speak up, speak out while you still can, and express your opinion. It's never too late. Never too late. But it could be too late if you don't do it tonight. Remember, they isolated minor children and the elderly. And in America, that is a crime on the law books. So let me read you here. If any public servant secretly sells out America's sovereignty to WHO or Gates and Soros and Klaus Schwab and all the NWO billionaires and communist China and the Muslim Brotherhood nations, they have violated their sworn oath or their allegiance to the United States of America as being loyal Americans. An oath is a person's word to faithfully serve the United States Constitution and to uphold, defend, and protect and preserve the United States constitutional supreme laws of the land and this great republic that operates by the supreme laws of the land. They have two masters. You cannot have two masters. The USC Title 18, Section 1621. Whoever having taken an oath before a competent tribunal officer or person in any case in which a law of the United States authorizes or an oath to be administered with fully and contrary to such oath states or subscribes to any material matter which he does not believe to be true is guilty of perjury and should be fined no more than $2,000 or imprisoned for no more than 5 years or both. Elder abuse. This is another violation that the CDC and WHO and NIH, in my opinion, violated according to the law books. The law in the United States is coercion, threats, and fear-mongering are crimes. Compulsion by physical force or threat of physical force, an act such as signing a will, is not legally valid if done under coercion, nor is being jabbed with experimental and trial injections. And since a valid marriage requires voluntary consent, and that applies to volunteers who willingly volunteer and are of sound mind to become a guinea pig or human lab rat for the Department of Health experiments, whether it be a drug or a vaccine, cannot be under fear or coercion or threat of being punished if they don't comply and obey and be jabbed with an experimental and trial injection. So coercion or duress is grounds for invalidating a marriage or a coerced and fear-mongered and threat of an experimental and trial injection. Forcing people under duress is illegal. Forcing people under duress of threat of losing their jobs and income, kids, work, business, education, travel, freedom, liberty, and rights is illegal and invalid in the United States of America. And on that note, I have to say, please, please stay up a little bit later, drink some coffee, hot tea, and please Google the link and send those emails. Save your children, save the unborn babies, and save the United States of America, the United States Constitution, from this tyrannical, totalitarian, authoritarian agenda to hijack the United States of America and the American people.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.